Welcome to Vito's Corner.
Hip-hop told me that you out of order, right?
Yeah, I'll be out of order. Sometimes the bathroom be out of order. It goes through a lot of shit. But look, check this out. I like Steelmatic. I don't
Nah, but shit. We all make mistakes, big bro.
Well, he made a big one.
He made a big one.
I'm saying, he made little ones and big ones.
He made a big one.
Big boo boo.
Because he be out of bars.
But some of them wasn't even wearing them, bitches. They were wearing mids too.
They wearing them K-Swiss.
Nick K-Swiss was a thing at one point.
Damn, shorty. I saw niggas with K-Swiss on.
Yeah, K-Swiss was a thing.
I'll wait for somebody to bring a pair of all-white K-Swiss back out so they can follow it. Because I know they going
to
follow it.
They tried to a year ago, I seen a post. Somebody was like, yeah, we finna bring the K-Swiss. It was a woman, though.
I don't know what's the stigma around K-Swiss. Is like, what was so bad? They was like the white.
You was a hoe if you had K-Swiss.
Oh, that's what they did with that, huh? That's what they did with that.
I don't know about that. We weren't doing that where we were from.
Yeah. I don't know.
Nah, that's what they was. That's what they used to say. They used
nah,
to
that's
joke.
That's my era, fo. That bitch got on K-Swiss. That song.
She a busser, and she got on K-Swiss.
A hoes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what ended that. That's what ended them joints right there. Like, another wave ain't get on
they was
before
like,
we move on.
They was like $30.
You was on the phone's waves? The phone? I never been on them shoes.
Phone? Them, nah. Them phone positives?
That's like, your shit, ain't it?
Phones? Nah, I fuck with them. I'm sure.
You know what I'm talking about? The shiny ones.
Yeah, the pennies, right?
The ones that he never wore.
Yeah. No, I had bought a
couple. I wasn't never on that wave. I didn't like
either.
It when Penny. I didn't even like it when Penny came out. When they
I grabbed a couple of them.
I don't think Penny ever wore them shoes, bro.
I don't remember.
No, he ain't wore those.
Yeah. The first ones he did, the blue, white, yeah. But the ones that everybody went, them was made. He never wore them shoes.
Nah, I wouldn't. I wasn't on that wave.
Yeah, they definitely had
my little brother was fucking with the motherfuckers hard. He get air
my homie Frank love him. I just hit him today like, bro, you still, he like, man, that's my shit. I said, bro. He said, you will look right at him. I said, I won't. I won't.
They say they comfortable.
Nah, they was comfortable.
Everybody do say that. They don't look comfortable, though, do they?
Nah, they come.
I don't like how big they look. I'm like a slim shoe.
Yeah, I don't like
straight.
No fat shoe.
Only fat shoe I like is Air Max 95, like I said. So, and them fat to people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
with the Barclays?
The Air Max 95 and them bitches get a little tight on you. You gotta be careful on them 95. Them Barclays get a little tight on you too, boy. You gotta be careful. Don't they got like an extra sole inside the Barclay? Yeah.
It's like an extra shoe.
Them motherfuckers get a little tight, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, for real. But welcome to episode 39 of Vito's Corner. I am your host, Vito Van Gundy. Next to me is my main man, partner in crime,
King Music.
And you know we got Big Bro in the building.
Yes, sir.
And I know you brothers are some R&B specialists. That's what I've heard. I don't know how true it is. So let's kick this topic off real nice this week. I'm sure you brothers are familiar with a lot of tributes that be going on. Some good, some are bad. Some people deserve better. Some people get a good tribute. Now, over the past week, it's been a clip servicing of Summer Walker paying homage to the late great, the queen of R&B and soul.
Not late great. She's not late yet, like.
She's late great, like.
No, late means you dead.
No, she's late great, like. She late great. You heard what I said. You said her music did, right?
Who?
Who stayed tight? I ain't gonna tell you.
I ain't never said Mary.
We both agreed that Mary's been cold.
Oh, yeah, that new joint was trash. I ain't gonna lie.
How many new joints been trash? Let me stop talking about it, because I like Mary. That's one of the only vintage vaginas that I'll come get.
I don't think we're gonna be able to access that. Like,
Mary don't fuck around.
I think that should be Photoshop, V, too.
What?
The Mary pictures.
Because you see some shit where she just, like, raw photos.
Yeah, I don't think she tight like that. Like, I think she loose, like they say. I can believe.
Man, What Boosie say? Loose as a goose. Don't get me started. I get in that old motherfucker, boy. I fuck with Mary. I think the power role made me a little bit, look at Mary a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's certain shit that bring that sex appeal.
Like, I ain't never really looked at Mary like that. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Never?
Never.
Can't be without you. You ain't see her in that mirror with that hair?
I mean, she's a beautiful woman, but
I know you. I know you, J-Lo. You on a boat equals. He on a boat equals.
When she went had that dress. I mean, she was decent. I mean, she went to.
You on a light brights, bro. Just keep it real.
No, man, it ain't even that, man. I like
Christina Milian.
Tony Brass. She cool.
See, look. The closer he gets to that.
I do Tony Brass, you know. I wouldn't do.
You wouldn't do.
No, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I didn't look at Mary like that either. I don't
look at Mary started looking good at the older she got, though, to me.
I didn't look at Mary ass.
This gonna
either,
let
though.
Me know if I'm true, because you say Faith Evans.
I didn't look at her like that either.
Okay, I was gonna see if the light skinned car was gonna work.
Nah, she was.
A lot of people say she fine.
She okay,
Lil' Kim was finer than her, bro.
Lil' Kim was finer than a motherfucker back then.
Especially
I'm gonna keep it real. Y'all gonna laugh at me, bro. Foxy was fine, bro.
Foxy was decent, Foxy still fine. Like.
I know.
Foxy was decent.
Foxy
too.
Still fine. You know who's still fine?
Who?
Felicia Rashad. Like.
She's still fine?
Maya.
People didn't like the nose on Maya.
I love everything.
Maya was fine. Maya.
She looked different now since, you know what I'm saying, waiting, you know.
She's still fine.
No, Sade, that's what I'm saying. She fine that
she can play
then,
Sade.
She was real little, V.
Sade still look good, too.
Like, Maya was skinny back then, bro. Like, the grown Maya now. Like,
it's been
skinny was the thing. But
she still was decent then. Like, I'll fuck with her then. But
Leah was skinny. That one the thing.
Stacey Dash was skinny. What?
You got to think about y'all era. Because I remember y'all was wearing with the big heel figure jerseys.
Yeah, that baggy Leah jeans. Shit. The Leah shit. Yeah.
Y'all didn't give a fuck about.
Leah was fine.
And titties were small back then.
Yeah.
Titties smaller than motherfuckers.
And they didn't get no.
Titties smaller than
Yeah, like motherfuckers, females weren't getting their titties and they was like real teenagers back then. Motherfuckers had small chests. So you got to think about it. Like, I watched their era, bro, and they was real. They era was one of the dopest.
We had a few chicks. We had a bubble on them. You feel me? Matter of fact, I shot.
Oh, yeah, chicks back then.
I'm gonna keep it real. That '90s era
ass wasn't the topic. Like
'90s you know, era now, was unfuckwittable.
Right
pure
now,
beauty.
You know now you can look at a bitch from the back and say you want her. Wait, that wasn't going on back then. Like
pure beauty, no makeup.
Like, you looking at a
long hair?
How much you want? No, that wasn't. What,
weave wasn't a thing.
Face,
what?
The way you dress, your hair. You know what I'm saying?
Weave wasn't a thing.
You ain't gotta see a bitch face now. If she's dragging a wagon, man, I'm fucking that. I wasn't doing that.
Pure beauty, bro. Yeah. Back then,
The booty is boosting up.
Remember
great
they,
knees,
they
ass one to ass sack.
That's the hard. They had to work in their era.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
the hickey era.
You had to put in that work, man.
That's the hickey
era. That's when
they was talking about fucking females' necks and shit.
That's when fingers.
Weirdos.
Fingers chase the girls, all that shit, all that freaky.
No, we call Freaky Friday. We called that era.
Fingering was a body count. That was a body.
Yeah.
Then Kevin stanking nothing. Y'all bogus as hell.
Smell this.
Yeah.
We was part of that too, like.
Nah, we was
part of that too.
I wasn't part of that hickey era, though. I wasn't out there putting hickeys on bitches' necks and women doing that to niggas.
Once I found out what it was,
Is it? Because a lot of females.
Blood, like it's a blood clot. Damn, man, that's what when we found out, we stopped doing the shit too.
Why was that a thing for y'all? Like, let me put a hickey on you.
I'm
like,
trying to get freaky, man. You know?
Do whatever.
Fuck you talking about?
What for? Ready to put a blood clog in their neck?
Damn, bro. Because you know, back in the day, nigga, you had to talk to a motherfucker, you had to walk a motherfucker.
You had to turn the motherfucker on. Motherfuckers was worried about the hot spots and all that type of shit back then.
Motherfuckers used to ask. We caught that era too a little bit.
Yeah, motherfuckers just be like, shit, passed out, fuck, shit. Back then, you had to goddamn warm a bitch up, you know? Like, really turn on.
Put the work in.
Yeah.
And y'all bullshit. Y'all women weren't wearing no
shit, bro.
Y'all women weren't wearing no sexy drawers back then. They had big ass panties on back.
Don't nobody wearing no motherfucking sexy drawers. Shit. Everybody had big motherfucking boobs on.
Hell no. But they era. I love they era. Cause I was just watching Poetic Justice. I'm like, damn, this bitch. Janet, fine in a month.
I just shared some 90s fine shit on my page. And I was just like, damn, it's crazy, man. All these women fine. Like just fine. Like you
just fine. I'm looking at it in the movie like, I know Tupac wanted to hit this for real. G.
You probably did hit that for real.
He probably did, but I'm just saying, like, Joe, come on, man. Ain't too much. Act like that's a fine motherfucker, G.
Now, with the sisters, we not getting down on y'all like y'all not fine today. It's just, man, like, it was just that natural shit.
Oh, you know,
man.
Back then they was leaving something for you.
Something
you
for you to imagine.
That's keeping it now, real, guy. That's keeping it 100.
Bringing all that shit out to the dinner table.
It's
like,
just too much to put on that we don't give a fuck about. We don't care about eyelashes. Like, that's keeping it a buck. Yeah. Most niggas like you when you dress down at the cribs with sweatpants on and just got on some regular shit. Like, that's your bit. Like, we don't give a fuck about, you know what I hate? And I told my daughter, I said, "Boy, I hate motherfucking them bobs. I hate them hair dudes. I hate them
with the fake baby hair.
Just the bobs. Them motherfuckers short, look like a Chinese person.
Short all the way around.
Just cutting they shit hard cut.
Yeah.
I'm like, Joe, your head look tripped the fuck.
That's one of the dudes. Ain't for everybody. It ain't for everybody.
Yeah, y'all can't. All of y'all can't cut y'all hair off like that, man. You gotta seek some professionals.
Some of y'all be pretty but without makeup, bro.
Back then, it was a little bit worse because the hair they had. Like, they didn't have all this better hair they got now. Like, some of that shit's decent now.
I don't like that makeup shit. That makeup shit is sorcery, man.
Hair was limited, bro. Like, so they shit all looked at shiny.
I saw a 90s video. Crazy. A girl just had puffy ass hair, two big ponytails. She was fine in the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Just two ponytails, like.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, God damn, y'all killed for this era, bro. Mm-hmm. I want that era back, like.
For real.
I like that era. I don't like that women, and I ain't trying to police y'all body, G. Don't get on that. But I don't like that women feel like they got to go pay for their body just to be beautiful. And then they fuck up theyself.
They feel like we imposed that on them to do that. They think that BBLs is what we want. You know what I'm saying?
So Nikki say that she heard Wayne them talking about fat asses all in the studio, and that's what made her get a fat ass.
No, I think y'all interpret that wrong. If you ain't got no fat ass, it's a natural way to get a fat ass. You got to do your squats, baby. You got to hit that gym.
Yeah.
But when you a pretty woman, we talk about how fine she is, too.
Even when you get the BBL, y'all don't know this, you're supposed to work out to, because y'all legs don't be matching.
I don't like it, man.
I don't like it neither, man. I don't know no nigga too much that like it, but I be seeing these niggas on social media. They be
what's
crazy.
Name got one of the finest BBL jobs?
Bernice Bargo?
Yeah, you know who I'm talking
about. Yeah. I didn't even know it was no BBL until motherfucker told me. But she's standing.
They say what's name too? Cause I thought Ari shit was real.
No, Ari, she had something backed up. But
she had something backed up.
Ari say her shit real. G.
Yeah, she just put a little something backed up.
Ari but say her shit
Nikki
real.
Was doing it in the time where they was doing the shit with the wrong shit. They got better when Ari them came into play. You know what I'm saying? They was using better shit to do it with.
I seen her.
Like, they was using they fat.
I seen Nikki sitting on her own ass.
They was using motherfucking semen.
Sitting on her own ass.
She was sitting on her own ass. Like.
Nah, for Nikki to have a bag, I'm not body shaming, she went to a terrible doctor.
Yeah. Nah, see, back then, they didn't have them motherfuckers like they got them now. You know what I'm saying? They was going to people's houses getting motherfucking semen or something put in their ass.
Or maybe she went too crazy on the ass cheeks. How did K. Michelle remove her shit?
Silicones, whatever the fuck they was putting in there. What they was putting in there?
Yeah, it was different, though.
Because
it was different procedures. Because they had the real ones, but you had to pay a certain amount of money, and they was putting, like, I think that's like what K. Michelle got. She got the silicone in there.
Yeah.
But then they was going to motherfuckers in basements, and they was putting semen. They didn't know what the fuck
they was doing was all in kind the concoction. Of shit.
You feel me?
I'm still not hip to the wave of what's going on. What is they putting shots? Are they
some women do silicone. Some women do ass shots. Some women
fat transfer,
which is
that's more natural than.
So now that's the naturalest thing. Now is the fat transfer part of it, which got more treatments going with it. Like you got to go do more rounds of it. It ain't just no one round and you fix.
that shit they had was just like a one round.
Instant ass.
You feel
Puff up, couple now, months, you would be straight.
Once now they got it too, right? SZA.
Yeah. But I think she got like the fat transfer joint.
Yeah, because her shit look right.
You like her shit?
It look decent to me.
It like. Go with her body.
It go with SZA body?
Yeah, it go with her body.
Because look, you
them can tell the motherfuckers who got it, bro, like, because it's just like, come on, bro. In front of they motherfucker pussy arrow look like a big slice of New York pizza.
No, it's about like they peel. Like, yeah. I watch Jada Waiter and that shit always.
Yeah,
like
you could see the shit. And you normally used to see that.
You can't get that natural, though?
No, you normally used to see that with Puerto Ricans and Mexican women because, you know, they kind of wear like spandex fake booty shit back then. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And then that shit come from down that way too, like, you know, Cuba and all that shit, whatever they doing. They do that shit. They was doing it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I see a lot of the Hispanic culture. They definitely didn't hit them doctors.
Yeah, black folks didn't have that big ass, you know, triangle shape right there. Mm-hmm. They didn't have that, bro. Like, it wasn't like that. It was only on Mexicans and Puerto
Ricans. Because they weren't trying
and
to get their stomach as flat as that either. And y'all was wearing baggier jeans back then. They weren't tight as shit, bro.
Are you talking about that V-shape?
No, yeah, bro. That shit wasn't like that, boy. That shit wasn't made like that. You only caught that with Puerto Ricans and shit like that, bro. Yes, because, nigga, they wear fake booties. They had fake booties at first. Then they started getting the motherfucking...
They weren't getting their waist like that then either back then. And when women started working on their waist, that shit started making everything.
Yeah, that V... No.
Nah, that V-shape can come from naturally. You can get that from working out if you
man, you know the motherfucker with them fake-ass booties got that shit, bro. You like y'all was just saying the what's her name?
Bernice Burgos.
Her shit ain't like that, bro. Cause her shit look natural. It almost look natural. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
It look good.
Like Nicki Minaj shit, look at it.
And she 40.
It got that big box.
I thought
box
she was
era.
50.
Well, she a grandma. A little daughter decent too.
A daughter decent too. But yeah, it's like, you know, different. That ain't how pussies look in the front, bro. I'm just being real with y'all, bro.
That's we went all the way. We didn't even get to the point where we talk. Let's just get back on topic a little bit before I move on. So did y'all see the tribute? What you think about the tribute? What you think about these singers?
She
need
to stick to singing her own music or she fucked Mary shit up, bro.
Fucked it up.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. It wasn't too good. But I fuck with some of Walker's music.
Horrible.
She's a good music artist.
Yeah, to her music. Sing your own music.
They asked her to do it. She paying homage.
They should have gave her some auto-tune.
Just like the Grammys, and I just thought about this right now. Who the fuck is picking these people at the tribute? Because y'all set Rich Homie up a couple years back, maybe 10 years.
I mean, she didn't sing her shit with no motherfucking passion, bro.
It wasn't passion.
It's like she didn't grow up to the Mary, bro.
And that was that's one of my favorite Mary songs right there, bro.
She did Mary no justice, bro. She really fucked her set up, bro.
But can you blame her? She's from the South. She probably ain't really, you know what I'm saying?
Whoever picked that, Joe, y'all bad, bro. Y'all need to be fired.
They auto-tune singers, though, man.
I know. She shouldn't even been there.
Yeah.
She should have had Monica.
Monica, definitely. You got to put somebody who of that essence who understand
that,
what's going on.
That's going to sing that with passion, that understood.
You know what's
that,
so crazy? I think old girl could have sung it, though. Even if she ain't the best singer, I think Teyana Taylor could have pulled it.
Yeah, at least she would. She came from that
Teyana
era.
Teyana Taylor could have definitely pulled it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
She know how to channel the 90s.
Yeah, she understand the history of what Mary is. Like, yeah, she definitely
that shit
did.
Was lackluster.
Yeah, summer came on.
I ain't gonna lie to you, it was. Shit, did you see Mary's face?
She was trying to act like it was cool or whatever. But Mary J, that shit was horrible, baby. That shit was horrible, baby. You deserve better. Deserve better.
She do. She do, bro. And y'all got to stop this shit, bro. Because like I said, y'all put Rich Homie Quan in the little debacle, goddamn it. He ain't. That's kind of one of the reasons his career was messed up, that and that dance that he was doing.
Because he knew that. Because I didn't
oh,
follow
man,
him.
Sometimes you
got
to know when to say no, bro. Like, hey, bro.
I'm going to tell Lil' Kim no. Lil' Kim called him. And asked him
she asked him at the last minute, bro. So, shit, he should have told her, like, no, baby, I ain't ready for that.
out of respect, though, who gonna tell Lil Kim?
Out of respect, I would have been like, look, I ain't gonna lie to you, boy.
Catch that moment.
I don't know that song like that.
Yeah, like you gotta be able to
know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Goddamn
it! Some
this a female. This Lil Kim.
I don't get no fuck, bro.
I guess, man. But he should have probably said it.
Yeah, he could have started off. No disrespect. I'm glad that you know, wanted me to do that. But
she should have got a New York nigga.
Yeah, I need to be more prepared for that.
Yeah, facts. It's just we talking about music, because let's just talk about this guy right here, man. Not that you care, folks. Not that you really care. But Bow Wow say he's back with new music. He's back on their ass.
Nobody cares. It ain't just for.
This ain't our first time hearing that shit, Bow Wow.
Yeah, what you mean? This ain't our first time.
Bow Wow saves coming back a couple years ago. He ain't
with Cash Money.
Yeah, he ain't been back yet.
Let's not act like Bow Weezy is not a legend, though.
Hey, bro,
is he not a legend?
He's a legend.
Oh, he had his moment,
but we don't want to hear that shit, bro.
I don't even think the people that grew up with him want to hear that shit.
You know what he should do? Him and Juelz should go on a tour.
I don't like that tour already.
Then nobody wants to hear a tour. Like,
I think they want to hear Juelz more than Bow Wow, though.
I don't want to hear neither one of them. Like, after that Dipset album from Juelz, I don't want to hear Juelz, bro.
Yeah.
If JD ain't writing that music for Bow Wow, I don't want to hear Bow Wow, bro.
Yeah, Bow Wow needs to sit down. It's like Romeo said, he coming back. Like, stop playing with
that's
Romeo
not the said same. That? That's not the same. That's
what I said. Yeah.
That's not like Romeo. We not gonna do that, bro. I ain't gonna let you go. You get carried away now. That's like Romeo saying he's gonna come.
It's that era, like that.
Bro, Bow Wow was that nigga.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie, fo. If he come out with some "Let Me Hold You Down" type shit and it jam,
he be going crazy.
He'd be back.
He'd be back, bro. If he get a new single,
I ain't gonna lie. He did have "I'm a Flirt." That was his song, wasn't it?
Boy, y'all.
I was just finna bring that up. I'm glad you said that.
Fuck with no Bow Wow right now.
If he come out with some Bow Wow ass shit, like for the ladies,
Bow Wow, "I'm a Flirt" was his song. "I'm a Flirt" was his song. Now it was.
But we do not remember. But do we remember the verse?
I do.
I don't remember. Bow Wow.
I do.
I know the hook though.
He was on fire, bro. I remember that, bro. But what I'm saying is, I'm just gonna say this. It was a little weird that they said R. Kelly put pictures of Bow Wow and put on the do-rag and all that shit, because he said I gotta be Bow Wow, man. I gotta be like they say he had to do some shit like that. Because he wanted to feel like Bow Wow when he was doing the record.
Probably like little dudes, man.
Yeah, your boy supposedly hated on it. That's the rumor. JD stopped that. So that was his first album where he was stepping out of JD's presence, and he finally got one record that didn't depend on Jay-Z, and it was that "I'm a Flirt." They knew the beat was special.
Mm-hmm.
They finally got a hold of R. Kelly, and R. Kelly did the hook for him. And when JD heard it, that's what he said. Motherfuckers was hating on him. They made him go with "Out of My System" with T-Pain. And he never put the record. He's like, R. Kelly, like, so y'all ain't going to do nothing with the record? I'm going to take it.
I ain't going to lie. "Out of My System" was hard too, like.
It ain't better than "I'm a Flirt." That shit is not better than "I'm a Flirt."
So you heard Bow Wow verse on it?
Yes, the first time I heard it was on the radio on "Everything I Love." The first time I heard that motherfucker was
"I'm a Flirt."
Did you hear it too? It was the first time you heard it was Bow Wow R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, damn, these niggas got one.
Yeah.
And then I heard T-Pain and goddamn it, T.I.
If he come back rapping, trying to like rap, we don't want to hear
that. We never liked him for rap.
Fuck that. Nigga,
maybe fresh as I'm is.
Get you some with SZA, some SZA-esque, Wale-esque type shit.
I don't think SZA got enough for him. I don't think nobody got
SZA-esque. He can get some chick.
He might get a T-Pain hook, because T-Pain just chilling.
He might
right
get
there.
Him a young up-and-comer chick that's trying, you know what I'm saying?
No, it don't matter. He needs somebody with a name.
I'm make you a movie, man, or two.
We don't even want that.
If it's for the ladies, bro.
I think he can pull it.
He don't miss for the women, bro. When he making this for the women shit, bro, he don't miss. I give him that.
I think he can probably pull it back on the women, but I don't know what.
That's the only way.
He needs C. Breezy. He gonna need C. Breezy.
Breezy ain't gonna do it.
Bro, man. Breezy, like, he really respect Bow Wow.
I feel him, but I don't think he'll do it at this point in his career.
Nah, Breezy giving anybody. He gave T. Grizzly a hook.
T. Grizzly, he popping. He got the game and network, bro, so he relevant.
Man, Bow Wow get the most utmost respect from Chrissy Breezy.
That's what's up, man. I don't think Breezy will do it.
I don't think nobody waiting on no motherfucking Bow Wow.
See, you keep saying waiting, bro. It's all about, we weren't waiting on a lot of shit. We weren't waiting on the Nas
now,
album. We weren't waiting on the whole album.
As I'm sitting up here thinking about it, if he come out with something that's for the ladies and it's jamming, I'm going to bump it.
So Bow Wow finna bring hip-hop back because the bitch
dead.
The bitch dead, so he bringing it back.
Nah, I ain't
nobody can bring hip hop back.
Because
hip hop never left. I'm trying to tell y'all that, bro. God damn.
Hip hop went around the corner of the country.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't. Hip hop is still alive.
Yes, it did.
Hip hop's still alive, man. Just many
alive
other
just around the corner with country, man.
No, it's hip hop is everywhere.
Let me
correct you. Hip hop is everywhere.
And they ain't there.
And the thing is, it's more sounds now. That's all.
Man, he come out with some I'm a flirt or some of that element, anything of that women,
why,
I think he can win.
Why your boy was hating though, bro?
Who?
JD.
On Bow Wow and
Kills. Why niggas be hating on Kills though?
I don't know. He probably said
ain't nobody hating on Kills.
He probably ain't one.
What?
He probably saving his ass.
Ain't nobody hating. What niggas hate?
Tank game is flowers.
Tank is the only nigga around here.
Nah, Tank always get niggas.
Always. Him, Tyrese, them type of niggas. You don't see the rest of them niggas giving no motherfucker goddamn it. But them two niggas do. And the Dream a little bit. The Dream will get Kills his props.
Ain't nobody fucking with Kills, man.
We established that. And now, I ain't gonna lie to you. It's some older people when I tell them this shit, like, boy, y'all tripping. Y'all better stop sleeping on Babyface. Boy, that, a lot of older motherfuckers say Babyface a problem.
Babyface was a problem.
He ain't fucking with Kills.
He a problem, though.
He's a problem.
He's
a fucking problem.
He's a problem, bro.
But he ain't fucking with Kills. Like.
Babyface wrote a lot of shit for motherfucking
Tony
Charlie Wilson. Yeah. Charlie Wilson and motherfucker Tony Brass.
That's what's up. No, he's not fucking with Kills.
I seen a video, speaking of Kills, let me just tell you, I seen a video that Kills was almost on 5 RPs, bro. You saw that video?
Mm-mm.
I see that. The nigga Duck, what's the nigga that's from Chicago? Play Media Man?
Leon.
He put the motherfucker.
Nah, Robert Towns.
Robert Towns. He put the video out at the Regal Theater when he was casting, and he was talking, narrating over. He was like, bro, it was this group of kids. One of them was singing. He's like, this one guy just kept standing out. And it's a video of R. Kelly Young and shit. And he like, I put the other ones out and brought him back in the room. And I just kept bringing him in the back of the room to sing, and it was just something special about him. He said, and later on, that band, it became to be R. Kelly. It's a video of it. Real talk. And I said, damn. That might would have been cold if Kells was on 5 Heartbeats. Cause he could
have saved him. He been around Robert Towns, man.
Yeah, he a good nigga.
Yeah. That's doing through.
We don't claim him from the city though.
We do.
But we gotta start claiming our people, man.
That's a lot of motherfuckers came from Chicago.
Do y'all count the outskirts of Chicago? Y'all still count?
That's all the city.
Mm. Now you claim it?
You claim it.
I'm claiming Donnell Jones, bro. That's my boy, bro. Donnell got a bad album. I'm fucking with Donnell.
Of course.
I'm fucking with Donnell.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. I thought motherfuckers was what? Because you know how the city.
When it comes to that greatness, y'all from the city, man.
David Hollison, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Y'all, I told y'all a few episodes back, I did not know Quincy Jones from Chicago, though.
Yeah, I ain't know that shit either.
I did not know that. I swear to God, bro. And that's the Timlin said we the only city that could beat them. Him and he said, only motherfucker that could beat us is Quincy and Kanye. I said, damn. Yeah. That's the utmost respect to Chicago, man.
Nah, they say we the Mecca, man.
Nah, I ain't gonna say that.
We the Mecca of this.
Now, a lot of motherfuckers came from Chicago, bro.
Yeah, they did.
You wouldn't believe it. A lot of blues singers, a lot of motherfuckers.
Charlie Daddy, players. Buddy Guy.
It's a lot of motherfuckers.
Bad Man.
Yeah, it's a lot of motherfuckers.
I watched a clip of Drink Champs with Papoose, and it kind of, man, it's so old, but I always wanted to respond to it. He's like, Joe, I just want to understand why everybody hate on New York. And I'm like, what he mean? He be like, Joe, people feel like they be mad because we made it this shit. We started this shit. People be mad. We can't help. Like, basically, we made it come from here. People be mad about that. And DJ, what's the name, that on Drink Champs, he like, we give y'all props. We say that this shit come from the Mecca and woo-woo, but it be y'all that be on some other shit and not accepting certain shit and doing shit like that. Yeah. And I was like, he kind of right. Ain't no motherfucker ever said.
Nah, y'all motherfucker, I always gave them their respect. They just hated when the shit got to moving around. They felt like they supposed to been a dictator.
They want to bully motherfuckers. Yeah. They mad. Now they mad they can't bully motherfuckers and talk shit to motherfuckers like they used to. That's all.
And let's be all the way real, though. Every city right now, swagger come from Chicago.
Facts.
Whooping.
Ops, all that shit y'all saying.
Thoughts. Chicago is the whole dictator of all that shit.
But they won't let it be known, though.
Yeah.
I knew it was serious when I saw Beyonce saying a lot of gang, all this shit.
Like, all that shit is every
nigga
try
to tell me they made that up. The gang shit.
It's dictating off the Chicago.
Man, somebody told me that. They were like, we made that up. What? And the word thought. They tried to tell me thought was came from New York.
Stop.
No, man.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it, man. Now, I fuck with you, Pat, but, like, we fuck with New York music, bro, but a lot of the shit, a lot of niggas weren't even living the shit they was talking about.
We fuck with that, the New York music that we love. You fuck with New York drill?
No.
That shit's trash, man.
They been low on the totem pole for years now.
Yeah.
Y'all need to stop.
LA like that too. LA like that too with their gang culture and shit. They think they made this and that. Hey, bro, y'all see that shit pierce nowhere in Chicago where the motherfucking shit originated from?
Oh, you talking about Black Panther?
None of that motherfucking red, blue shit can pierce into Chicago.
Every other city, they got other niggas claiming Grape Street, this.
Bloods and Crips. You couldn't do that because our shit was already originated gangs. You feel what I'm saying? Our shit was already planted. You can't come in with no new shit.
That's always been weird to me. See,
Vice was the oldest.
But you can go everywhere else with that shit. Only motherfucker place I ever heard of Bloods and was Arkansas. Little Rock.
No, they in New Jersey now.
That's what I'm saying. They everywhere now. But that shit wasn't like that back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chicago was the originator of a lot of shit. And gangs was based from, like, out of Chicago type shit in different cities. You feel me?
Yeah.
That blood shit came later on. But it never pierced the big city like Chicago. It only did New York. It couldn't get to us. New York was New York was Kings and GDs at one point in time.
They weren't even GDs. They took...
Well, I know it definitely was some Kings.
It was definitely some Kings.
Yeah, but they had some gangs that I didn't never heard of.
Decepts.
Yeah, so.
They had like hip hop gangs. Yeah, they was over there.
Yeah.
So we give y'all respect, bro, but like we not kissing no ass. We fuck with y'all.
Yeah.
We fuck with the rappers. We acknowledge that. But a lot of people didn't grow up on New York hip hop either, too, though. It took the South to make a motherfucker love hip hop.
Exactly.
That's just the truth, bro.
Some it was the West Coast.
That's true. And I was having this talk with Fluff homie Day Day, and we was arguing about what's the best place for music. And I'm bringing it to the podcast. We had a debate, and he kept trying to bring LA up. And he kept saying LA is the best place to be a music artist. And he was just being like, if you think about it, and he's basically saying they was better at music than everybody, because he was saying Billie Eilish sell out the arenas, Kendrick Lamar sell out arenas. What's the girl? Weird Girl. Rap.
Doja Cat.
And he's like, that three alone, y'all can't fuck. And I'm like, bro, but you got to think about it. Y'all get an artist every 5 years. That's be for real. Game 2005, goddamn it. Kendrick 2009, it's 2010. Tyler Creator around the same. And then you get Doja Cat 2014. We want to be technical. It ain't even us, nigga. It's the A. Fuck is you talking about?
Yeah.
They've been thriving since goddamn 2000, man. Since Ludacris.
I'll take Texas over California, L.A.
You would?
Yeah.
Who you like in Texas?
Scarface.
But I'm talking about like just consistently.
Consistently, yeah.
No face, but what other artists?
UGK.
You naming the ones I'm thinking about.
They had a little quick movement, and that shit was quick and over with.
The A been ludicrous.
Yeah, it's A.
The 2000.
You talk about the Houston movement with the
you got Mexican
Mike
OT
Jones
right
and
now.
And
I ain't gonna give you that one.
Mexican OT cold in the
I ain't saying he gonna cold, but I ain't gonna give you that one. I don't like.
He on fire.
Ain't no motherfucker stand stronger than that. That A.
That A crazy.
Nah, that A crazy.
That A crazy. And they've been mad. The whole debate about that has been everybody radio station been sounding like the A for the past 15.
Memphis getting a little glow too right now too.
I think everybody's getting a little piece now. Chicago's getting a little piece. Memphis getting a little. I don't think nobody fully controls the game like they used to. At the time, it was strictly the A. Yeah. Strictly the A. From 2000 what? Five? Fuck that, nigga. From 2000, you got Ludacris, 2001, T.I., 2005, Jeezy. It just kept going, bro. It just kept fucking going. Even you got to count the little in-betweens of the franchise boys.
Went to motherfucker L.A. for a hot second. Shot clean over there to Houston for a hot second. Went dead in the motherfucker Atlanta and stayed there.
Even when it shot to Houston for a hot second, them crunk niggas was still there.
Technically, it didn't stay in New York that long.
No, it stayed in New York from the 80s.
What would
on.
You get them? You gotta get West Coast a little bit. The Death Row era.
NWA.
That's where it met up at, right?
Like, that 87, the Death Row. 88.
Death Row era.
Then it came back to New York, because then you had the Nas and the J era.
Okay, yeah, Fair. DMX.
You see what I'm saying? Then it went back to L.A. It was bouncing back and forth.
I always had this debate. I feel like it came back a little bit when Biggie dropped.
Yeah, it was bouncing back
when
before
Biggie and
LA.
When Biggie and Nas dropped, I say that's why they felt like they was back.
Because them New York niggas still had to go to L.A.
It was a L.A. Ooh. And New York thing.
Them New York.
But L.A. niggas had to come to New York, too.
Yeah.
It's true, bro. Yeah.
They had to. They could have.
No, the L.A.
Why
niggas,
you think they was at the source?
Yeah, the L.A. niggas had to come to motherfucking New York. And New York niggas.
Had to go there. That's
where it was bouncing back and forth from.
When Pac and Big, I got to get L.A. the edge when Pac and Big was alive. I got to get L.A. the edge.
Why? Because it's Snoop and Pac?
Snoop, Pac, the Dog Pound, goddamn it, MC8, goddamn it, motherfucking Spice One.
NWA was out shit. That bitch started moving over that way too now. Don't get it.
But I can't give New York that, you know what I'm saying? To me, it wasn't when Big had it. It was, to me, Jay, X, Nas, they brought New York back for
but a while. But if you're going to say Nas, then you got to count his best album, Illmatic. That's 94.
Nah, I ain't counting that. I'm not even talking about
they
Illmatic.
They had the Big Daddy Kane's them too. New York had it at first.
Yeah.
Like, you got to understand, from New York, then it went to L.A., then it came back to New York. They were playing back and forth. They were pitching each other back and forth.
Nah, because he was saying...
That bitch ain't go south. And when it went south, that motherfucker went to Houston.
Nah, because he was saying that he had to get to New York when Biggie was alive, too.
Well, it went to Atlanta first, too. Like, before Houston.
No, I'm saying...
Because you got the Goody Mobs.
Before Biggie, West Coast was dominating until he came, and then Nas and all them. Then you got a little New York. Then you got the West Coast. But I'm not saying it was more. It was just all East Coast because the Death Row era is serious. But after that Death Row era,
I ain't gonna lie. That Death Row and Bad Boy. Yeah. I can't even get that Death Row and Bad Boy era
at that time because you got to understand.
Nah, 92 to 96 Death Row era. 92 to 96 is the Death Row era.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers was winning.
Yeah.
Tripped out. I ain't gonna say no Bad Boy.
Bad Boy was doing their thing, man. Bad Boy was doing their motherfucking thing,
for a minute,
bro. Bad Boy was
Carry
doing their thing, bro.
What years?
That whole period, bro. 92 to 96.
I think Bad Boy is like 97 to the 2000s.
Nah, because I gotta get Craig Mack his props. I gotta get Big his props. I'm just saying I would get an edge to L.A. during that
Craig
time.
Craig Mack wasn't that long. He was down there for the sign of Death
Row. But I would give L.A. the edge for that time. But you couldn't. That shit was like You couldn't mention one without the other, bro.
The biggest L.A. rapper.
So we giving Atlanta the edge for the longest hip-hop run.
Hold on. What is the biggest L.A. rapper, bro?
Biggest L.A. rapper?
Yeah, like the whatever. The group. Q. The group or whatever. What's the biggest L.A. rapper? See, that's how you gonna know how who had that bitch and Q. who had it long.
Q went to the East Coast, though.
Bro, you only had N.W.A., Cypher Seal, and motherfucking E-40 them from over that way, bro. You hear what I'm saying?
I can't get L.A. E-40.
We're going to give him the whole West Coast. We're going to get California. We're going to give California.
I'm going to say we got Too Short.
Like you got to get the Too Short. Yeah, like shit like that. You feel me?
Because if we going to give him Jeezy, we got to get him Oakland too, because he's from Macon. You got College Park. Yeah. You got a lot of shit around.
Man, Atlanta had the longest run in hip-hop history, period, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the biggest thing they had was Snoop at one point in time.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like Snoop was the hardest shit that really came from, and that, you know what I'm saying, at that time, bro.
Keep it real, Snoop was the first 50 Cent. If you talking about selling albums, Pac was the guy. Snoop was the rock star, like. And that man sold like 800,000 first week in the 90s, bro. That damn, he done sold a meal, bro.
But New York enjoyed Snoop, Tupac before L.A. though, right?
You say New York enjoyed.
Like Tupac gave New York with the...
His whole style from New York.
Yeah, the Digital Underground and all them motherfuckers, right? Where they from? When they from New York and shit?
No. Let me correct that. Digital Underground is L.A., right?
Yeah.
So he went with Digital Underground, then he went over there with Tretch and them. He started fucking with them.
Yeah.
The Live Squad niggas, then he came back to Oakland. So I say West Coast, but he learned from KRS-One and all that shit. You got to think about it, even at that era, KRS-One. So it was like, that's why I said it was no clean cut. The only time they could say that West really dominated.
When Snoop on back, shit.
Yeah.
Snoop on up, brother.
Because people like to say N.W.A., but it was a lot of motherfuckers like Big Daddy Kang and all them niggas killing at that time.
Killing at that
them
time.
Heavy
D, all
them niggas was killing over there.
Nah, but listen.
Queen Latifah was murdered.
You don't, they what weren't getting pressed like N.W.A. was getting pressed, man.
No, N.W., just like with Luke starting that thing, N.W.A. started that thing with the motherfucking, you know, with the laws, changing the laws, too, about music shit, too. You feel what I'm saying? But I think Luke did his shit first, right? Mm. Luke.
Yeah, they was getting pressed. Like, they was the new kids on the block. They was for a lot of the wrong reasons, because it wasn't wrong in our eyes, but to the other people. That's what it was wrong.
I would think, like, back in the day, let me ask you, if Big Daddy Kane was performing over here, N.W.A. was performing over here.
N.W.A.
Who you going to see?
Back in the days, it would have been Big Daddy Kane first, because you got to understand, like, the N.W.A.
Now
shit
you can
came
only go
out.
Pick one, though.
Nah, it would have been Big Daddy Kane at one point in time, bro. Like, to be real with you, because music come from off of rap and dancing. So they was doing all that shit with the Heavy D's and all that shit. Then it flipped over into that little gangster rap. That was like the first form of gangster rap. Almost.
So y'all want to dance and do all that shit.
Yeah, it was like they was more party and dancing and shit. Then it switched over to the gangster rap shit. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like with the new NWA's and the Ghetto Boys and all that. That's when it started getting.
I think if we posed that same question to people of your age, at least 50% pick NWA, at least 60%. I'm being real.
Man, they partying, bro. Shit.
No, I'm just saying, I know N.W.A. had a chokehold on niggas.
No, when they came out,
that's why I get L.A. like 87 to 96.
No, when they came out, like with Big Daddy Kane, if they N.W.A. came out, they was the hardest shit out. Like, yeah, they was doing all the rebellious shit. Fuck the police, niggas goddamn ganged up, you feel me? That shit was cold. Raider jackets, all that shit. That shit was raw.
That what an era to be around, bro. What an era to be.
And L.A. had, and California had Hammer. Hammer was big shit, like.
Yeah,
we that's Vegas, big. Bro. Yeah. He from Vegas.
He from Sacramento.
But that's why I'm telling you, it come from that dancing shit. Like, it, music was with the rap or the whatever they was.
I'm not doing. Giving you Hammer Life. Fuck off. No,
I'm not giving you Hammer. Hammer was that nigga, bro.
I hear that. Well,
but it come from that era. Like, the
you
the
act
heavy
like
D's,
you weren't alive when Hammer Daddy wasn't Kane's. That nigga, bro. You remember nigga, Hammer yeah, being that
no,
nigga?
No, no.
You was alive.
But Vanilla Ice was that nigga too then.
Yeah.
At the time, he was.
Okay, I wouldn't say you're going to keep it consistent.
At the time, he was. Ice Baby was hard. No. Yeah. But I'm not bumping that shit now. That shit
you
novel.
Ain't bumping I'm MC bump, Hammer now.
I'm bumping Pray, like.
And Pray. All that shit was dancing. Ice, Pray. Ice Baby. All that shit
we
dance.
Got to pray nigga, just to make
we
it
we were some wishy-washy
I
motherfuckers. I ain't gonna lie. Me motherfuckers out there selling drugs and motherfuckers was Kirk Franklin crazy. Stone and motherfuckers was playing that shit. I remember everybody playing
that
Kirk
shit
Franklin.
That was hard. That whole, that God Property first album, shit was hard. Like. That shit was hard.
Motherfuckers
like.
Make me rub my ass. I'm trying, that shit was
the
going crazy.
The storm is over now.
That's storm the, is over. Yeah, yeah.
That, can you help me? Man, that shit hard.
That shit was hard, though.
No, that, when they flipped that gospel into like a little bit of hip hop, that made it a little bit decent. Bro.
I ain't gonna lie, you know who else had a hard gospel album? BB and CC Winers, like.
Top now, five gospel albums.
they always
we gonna do a
cold.
Top five gospel
album. Always been cold.
That Heaven,
BB and CC?
That Heaven
boy,
album?
Well, they always been cold.
Yeah.
Came out like 88.
Yeah, BB. Yeah. Now that his pen crazy too.
Yeah.
His pen.
That whole Winers family.
Y'all ain't up on Mary Mary.
What? Stop playing.
You ain't up on Mary Mary.
They was cool. I didn't really like their style of gospel music. I don't really like that.
You a Marvin Sapp nigga.
Yeah.
I knew it. Yeah, I know it.
Smokey Norfolk. Niggas.
No, just talk about
what's
Smokey.
What's big homie? That
Brad
guy.
Hampton.
Fred Hammond. Light skinned buddy. Cold yeah. The other dude they used
Donnie
that passed
Hathaway.
Away. They was fucking with him.
Donnie McClurkin.
That nigga big, he's big. They used to have videos going around with him and shit, the way he used to freak them songs and shit. Joe, he was cold. I can't think his name right now.
Damn, G, y'all that took me back with the Kirk Franklin, bro. It's when the stereo system, everything. Motherfucker, love that
boom,
era, bro.
Little boom box.
You see that sun crack through the windows early, boy? This for the go down. You know when it's a good day.
People ain't like him.
That Kool-Aid with the sugar.
I knew when people was finna get shot. But by the way, the sun came through the window.
Yeah,
I said, motherfucker finna get shot today, man. I'm telling you, because it was going down like that.
Niggas will tell you back then, though. Hey, y'all go in the house, man.
They
it's
will.
Go, it's about to go
they
down.
They will. They will. That
how
was
the it. Fuck did y'all know what the fuck it was about to go down?
Because they was in a mob. Oh,
you could tell.
That was a form of snitching, too, though. I'm just going to tell you. Y'all told on y'allself.
What?
It's about to go down. So the first motherfucker they know, he said it was going to...
What y'all would see a motherfucker roll through
though, but you could tell that he knew something because he told you. But at the same time, that wasn't necessary because it could have been some... The squares of the nigga that was in the clique. Could have told you going in the house they finna do
my something. My used to call around to my house.
Bro, ain't wasn't no cell. Y'all, I mean, it was cell phone.
No, my
phone
called around to my house and said, till Vernon get in the house. It's for the go down.
Yeah, that's how it started, too. Like, when a motherfucker tell it, that motherfucker's getting on the phone, calling motherfuckers, and, you know.
Ring.
Yeah, I couldn't
stand
y'all.
Like, my mama.
It was like a Western movie,
your,
too.
I
like, you could tell
y'all
when the
left,
showdown
y'all
was
fucking
coming.
Up the playtime, you feel me? Now they can't go back outside for like 2 hours, goddamn it, to the
man, you could tell
out.
That shit was like a Western movie, boy. You could tell when the showdown was coming. Like, you could feel it.
You could feel it, and my dumb ass in the window trying to catch it. I got to see it.
Yeah, you could feel when it's going to be a showdown.
I
bro.
Was
on that ground. Like, fuck you talking
about? Yeah. Damn, that was an error.
But motherfuckers definitely made sure everybody was safe. That ain't
nothing to do. Because as I got older, I'm like, how the fuck did they know it was going down?
Because
like,
the word got around. That was organized shit, bro. Yeah. That shit was raw. That shit was raw, bro. Like, motherfucker be like, Joe, tell them get out. That motherfucker whispered. Everybody whispered. Yeah. Joe, get in the house, man. They say,
y'all go all
the shorties.
Y'all go in the house. Everybody go
in
the house.
Go take it in, Joe.
That shit get
I swear to God,
quick.
It be feel like it's about to rain when a motherfucker takes it.
I swear to God.
That's
like,
how I picture this shit right now. Like a Western.
Nah, it's like it's for the rain.
And
bro.
You hear the say, ring, the siren.
Yeah,
and shit. Like
it feel like they're
like, oh, like it's about to be a nuclear attack around this motherfucker.
It's for the go down. It's for the go down. God damn.
All you hear, pop. Pa, 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 pa.
Yeah, that's crazy to talk about nuclear, because that's I'm gonna end with that one. But let's move on to boxing, man. Are y'all ready for this boxing match? Are you guys gonna watch Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney?
Absolutely.
Me too. I think I'm gonna tune in to this one.
Yeah,
they selling
it's
the fight.
Be some bullshit, dude.
Man, Devin Haney finna beat the dog shit out of Ryan Garcia. But let's go.
This is a race fight. That's be real. This is a race fight.
They said they didn't fought a few times, though, ain't they?
They went at it.
Yeah,
this is a race fight.
They sparred?
Anybody who's black.
They shorties. They've been going to boxing and shit.
Anybody who's black going for Devin Haney. Anybody?
Nah, it ain't even that.
Yes, it is.
No.
It is.
Listen, if you Spanish and you got them motherfucking hands, bro, you just got them motherfucking hands, bro. It ain't even about none of that for me, personally. I just don't really trust
one out of
let's
million.
Just be real, man. There's only a few motherfuckers in this boxing goddamn shit that's decent. There's blacks and motherfucking Mexicans, man.
I mean, because...
Let's just keep it all the way right, bro.
Like, I like Canelo. Right.
You only got a few motherfucking Russian niggas that was decent.
But
other than that, it's blacks and motherfucking Mexicans who throwing them hands.
Canelo moves so righteous, it's hard not to like Canelo.
No, it ain't like all right, when he fight Bud, who you got? That's gonna be a race fight too.
Bud.
I want to say Bud.
That ain't no race fight. Just
I want
to
say,
bro, y'all pride. Niggas it's gotta pride. Stop just, this shit, pride. Man. It got to be a race fight. The way that the Mexicans be champion around their people because they love their people, it's a pride thing.
Yeah.
I got to go for my man's Bud.
Well,
even though I might think he might not win.
Nah, that's pride, but we at least say that. I'm going to ride for him. I don't think he's going to win, but I'm still going to pick my man.
Like
at this age, his daddy over there calling, goddamn, you know, Haney motherfucking daddy, goddamn.
Nappy head
motherfucker.
That's
shit.
Racist.
Like,
term.
That's racist, but that shit don't bother us, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You really finna get your son punched the fuck up.
With your wet back
and
ass.
If you keep talking, we're gonna punch you up.
Look at you.
Nappy
hat shit don't bother us, bro. It really
it does, though. It does.
It don't, because we got comebacks.
Maybe women, but it don't bother me.
They
won't
be doing what they be doing if it didn't bother them.
If it bothered them.
No, I'm talking about right now where we at, bro, we can be like, you saying that, bro, that's we've been here and all that, so this shit weak now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all ain't got no new shit.
Yeah, it don't affect
you bitch-ass
us as
niggas
much,
been using the same slurs since the 1800s and shit, man. Come over with some new shit.
But he gonna whoop your son ass, though. Because your son really a runner.
Nah, he can box.
He can box, but he not.
He got a left hook.
He can't fuck with Haney, man.
He got a left hook.
He can't fuck
all the way around
Haney, bro.
He
ain't. He got the left hook, though.
And he quit.
If he get caught by that left hook, it's over with.
Because he going to beat your ass again.
Ain't he get caught by that left hook, it might be over with.
If was a fifth, we'd all be drunk, like.
I know, we would. But I just seen Haney fight.
I mean.
TF, he nasty, too.
We're boxing.
What's it, TF Domo? Little short dude. Mexican fighter.
Triple G?
TF. TF Demo. I'm gonna look him up. Nasty, bro. He nasty. He won't tank. And I won't tank to fight him. Tank gotta fight him, bro, because dude ass is nice. He nice, bro. He gotta fight him. Because I thought my boy from Philly was gonna be anyway. The Chinese nigga, he socked him right up. Mm. Chinese boy, socked him right
up. I didn't see that.
I didn't like it. Beat him up real bad, bro. He's dangerous, too. That Chinese fighter is dangerous. Yeah, but
I ain't never seen no Chinese motherfucker boxing out.
Cold, foe.
The one that was sparring with Floyd, that was training with Floyd, foe?
Like,
the Chinese dude?
Yeah, I think I seen something like that.
I don't know if he was training with him, but Inouye is dominating the scenes right now, bro. That's one of Tank's favorite fighters right now. That, like, he fuck with dude. They want to make that match, but he too little. He too little for Tank, but he can box, bro. He can box.
Did you see Haney talking about Floyd hating on him?
How? When I saw him train with him. I saw him training him. I think when a lot of niggas don't give Floyd attention, bro, first of all, Haney daddy need to sit down. Like, just let your son do his thing, bro. That's the Dame Dash effect, and I hate to throw Dame in there.
That's facts.
Like, you becoming too much of the, like, damn, bro, let your son get this energy.
You.
It ain't about you. You didn't go in the room with Bernard Hopkins when he said come to the bathroom, man. He told you come to the bathroom.
But now we applaud you.
But now I said they was shoving in the public. He said, meet me in the bathroom.
Hey, we applaud you for being a great father, bro.
Got to get your son to this point, you know, but man, saying? Sometimes like, you got to know when to, yeah.
Like, let the man be a man, bro, and fall back, bro. Like, you done your job. Like,
does his father have any boxing history? I don't know. Is he a boxer?
No,
ain't not that.
Oh, he's not a boxer?
No.
Because Floyd Sr. got them hands.
No, I don't think he was no boxer, bro.
Because you know what it is? A lot of niggas watch the sport and they understand the science of it, but you can understand the science, but unless you know how to apply that science, bro, you need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Not, like I say, bro, you still by your son, Joe. Like, he's a man now, bro. You still can stand right there by him, bro, but let him do his thing, bro.
Take a
like,
more quieter role, is what you're saying?
Yeah, because you could get your son in some shit. You could give some people, like, unwanted energy, like, to knock his ass out.
Yeah.
Let that man stand on his own words. If you say some shit, it's just like, I'd rather the boxer be doing all the talking.
Yeah, let him play his own chess game.
Yeah, you can't be louder than the fighter. Like, you can't be loud to the motherfucking fighter, man. Don't
he
do that.
He finna get that motherfucker us up.
Man, you see that same they was talking about? Swole dude, really like a football player. He retired a little bit.
Sean Porter.
Man, they was clowning him to about his daddy. He like, bro, yo, you don't live like the boxer. Your daddy live like the boxer. They said his daddy take his checks, do the fuck he want to do, and just give him whatever he want.
I'm not going to lie. His daddy used to tell him some right shit, and he would never listen.
Like what? You got some examples?
Like his fighting style. You know what I'm saying? It's a brawler style. You feel me? But it's like he ain't got no control over himself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
Like he just be swinging, like just you swinging out of rage, or you just, you know, because your adrenaline pumping or whatever, you're not really, like, picking your shots. It's possible you tell them the right shit.
But everybody ain't like that. When you ain't a skilled fighter, you got to do what works for you. That's the same thing that happened with Madonna. You know he can't sit there and box with Mayweather, so I'm going to wrestle this motherfucker all through the ring till he gets tired.
Yeah.
But the brawler style that you speak of, dude ass gave some niggas some of their best fights.
He did.
But he gave Spence a tough fight.
He used to blow me, man, because he should be like, man, what the fuck is you doing, man? Because he just swing wild in a motherfucker. I just never really liked his fighting style. But he got pieced up a few times, too, though. Like.
Yes. Bud Crawford showed him it was a different level. Bud nasty, man. If Bud can't go up and win third class, we're going to have to reevaluate the GOAT talk.
Any nigga that wear a long trench varsity jacket, that's a dangerous.
I don't even know how he found it.
That's a dangerous nigga. No, that's custom. I don't know how he found that. He told a motherfucker to make that, bro.
Did you see it? Folk.
Yeah, I seen it.
That's
that
a dangerous
nigga.
Got
a
nigga.
Varsity trench coat.
You see shit like it be telltale signs of motherfuckers when you see certain shit, you just leave them the fuck alone.
But guess what? He a good nigga, boy. Humble ass nigga,
nah,
bro.
Nah, I fuck with
him. He's
like,
a humble ass dude.
Like, I ain't it, bro.
He don't live outside his means.
Nah, that shit like black ones, fo.
Yeah,
he don't live. Saying though, bro, like with certain people, bro, like, hey, man, you got to let motherfucker be them, bro.
It's funny,
right?
But he going to keep some paper. Yeah. He don't give a fuck about none of this shit we give a fuck about. He care about his family. He skating. He having a fuck. He going to be at barbecues. He a lady.
Where he
nigga.
From? He from Nebraska, ain't he?
Yeah.
Because I ain't like how motherfucker when they trying to get down on his wife and shit. Like, bro.
I don't like that, bro. Nah. Like,
that man Jews do. He do what he wanted to do. We just cracking jokes about the
we gonna crack jokes about
the varsity trench coat.
We gonna crack jokes, but at the same time, motherfucker be looking for motherfuckers to change their car when they get their money and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they want you to go get you a brand new motherfucker white
they
car.
Want, they want you to show that you got the money.
Like nah, bro. Like I'm keeping my motherfucker down, chick, Joe. You feel me? Motherfucker was swinging in the motherfucking mud with me, Joe. Like, I'm not finna go up there and go get motherfucker.
Niggas do that, though. They get that bag and start go fuck with the tears, the baddest bitches. And it's just like, nah, bro. That's why I fuck with
you. I'm not gonna grow up and leave my girl for a white girl. I had a little bougie moment.
It's easy to say that, though.
No, I'm not gonna.
Because now I've been around here acting like I'm only eating nothing but S2 life.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I had a little seafood junction life. I tried to get down on the seafood junction. Like, this shit don't even taste like shit. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
See,
like,
I told you. That's at me, bro. But sometimes you gotta appreciate what you got, bro. Real talk. I was about to speak on something else, man, about sports, but I lost my train of thought. Mm. God damn, y'all brought it up, man.
We talked about
The Melo shit. How would y'all feel if y'all son did call y'all his GOAT? Would you be mad at that?
No, I respect it. That Shorty, goddamn it, he got his daddy in a whole nother bracket, bro. Like, this is daddy. So it's like, nigga, like, he in his mind, can't nobody really outdo his daddy. Like, nigga, he best of all of them motherfuckers. But and him picking Paul George for him, I was like, shit, that's dope. He got his own mind.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I would have felt a certain type of way.
Nah, I wouldn't.
I would have felt a certain type of way. Like, damn, son, that's how you feel. I ain't your goat. Nah, I done took care of your little ass, wiped your ass, fed you.
That was the easy shit to say is daddy the goat, bro.
Sometimes easy is supposed to be easy. Sometimes easy. I feel the way Fo feel, but I feel the way you feel too.
I respect it.
It made me look at like that.
I would have cracked
his daddy trains him and put the bag behind him, so nigga, he know his daddy the truth.
That would have been my joke hidden in truth.
It made me look like, as a daddy, I'm like, that little nigga crazy. I like that shit. That he they asked him, who will win between the 1-on-1 on your day? Me? At 16? Oh, I'm way more saucy than him. Yeah, I'm killed. And Melo was laughing the like, yo, that little nigga.
Like, he,
that's what you want. Like, you want
no, the, I want that.
You want the confidence.
You don't want that other shit.
Man, no, no, yeah. don't say no nothing. All right, see, if he would say shit like Jordan, LeBron.
Paul George. He got Paul a point, too, though. You say Paul George.
Paul George is dope, bro.
I'm cooking Paul George.
I ain't fucking with you right now. You be talking about LeBron. You going to tell me about Paul George. That nigga going to miss it in the playoffs all
like,
the time.
No, bro. I'm just talking about, man, come on, Vito. Like, this nigga
I'm talking
Paul,
about.
Melo is, to me, Melo
can dribble. I'm talking about the skills, bro. Like, y'all, you talking about some games.
But Melo is cooking.
Like, Melo cool, too. Like,
he
but
cooking.
Nigga, that's the
Paul George.
That's
talk about
that's
skills.
The shit he's trying to get
he
away
tall.
From, though. He's trying to get away from, because...
Hold
that's
on, LeBron ain't tall, LeBron ain't fast, he can't, like, what does that mean? We talking about his,
man,
what
bro,
he
that's
doing?
That's what he want to be. He want to be a shooter, he want to be good with the ball. He's just saying that was perfect for him, bro.
No, you said that. He didn't say that.
If you look at his pick, that's what you going to see.
I would have took that little nigga in the backyard and dunked all on him.
If you watch Shorty Hoop and you see how he play, bro, yeah, he get his shit
from
his daddy.
Like, he kind of hoop like
you
Paul George.
You see he get his shit from his daddy, but at the same time, you can
he
tell
got Paul George
he Paul George, bro. When he named him, I'm like, damn, he do hoop like Paul, bro.
Nah, that's cool. You can hoop like him, but don't call the nigga your goat. You know what I'm saying?
I done put
this sauce up in you. You know what I'm saying?
He got his daddy on a whole nother level, bro.
Nah, he a little more saucier than his daddy going. But a lot of these
he
kids
his daddy at a whole nother level, bro. He's not going to compare his daddy like that, bro. Like, that's my daddy, bro. Like, you know where he at with it, fool. You know what I'm saying?
He could let it be known, man.
You nigga,
hey,
nigga, he is daddy's son. So he's like, nigga, I'm going to show y'all, nigga, my daddy put this work in me.
I was surprised that he picked Drake. Like, I'm cool with him even saying Drake is at his age.
At his age.
At his age,
I was
like,
that.
I was like, Drake? He's like,
nah, he did. I respected that. You feel me?
Yeah.
I respect that. Any young motherfucker that picked Drake is like they Jay-Z to me.
But he, I don't think he was really part of the Drake era, so that was crazy to me. Like, he a little younger.
Motherfucker get mad.
Man, Drake.
Motherfucker be saying Travis Scott and shit like that.
Motherfucker get mad.
That's some shit LeBron said.
Playboy Cardi.
Motherfucker
shit, like
hold that shit over your head. You walking in the shadow of your daddy for the rest of your life and shit. You feel me? Like, come on, bro. Let him do him.
Yeah, like
you being this up.
Like
LeBron,
son.
Yeah.
No,
so
but.
LeBron, son, to me, he's not ready. He got to stay in the oven. He's still baking. They
he
keep on game. Trying.
I don't like the heat. He
hey,
let him be a
stop
kid.
Stop opening that oven because you flatten that cake.
I don't like.
Cause I think he's held to a different standard because he's LeBron's son.
No, he. Cause that's like
that's the thing.
Like LeBron came out talking about some motherfucker. Oh, let him be a kid. But then you were just saying you can't believe how he's smoking niggas in the G League and all this shit. I don't see how, bro. I don't see how, bro.
No.
He got game though.
He got game, but I can't see him.
He ain't ready yet, bro.
I couldn't see him.
He ain't ready yet, bro.
I think he picked the wrong school.
No, 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 no.
Yes.
That. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, college ball is different than NBA ball.
Yeah, he still ain't like, ready.
You know what I'm saying? But
he still ain't if, ready, bro.
First of all, he was coming off the bench at first. He should not be coming.
I'm going to give him, fuck that coming off the bench. I'm going to give him something better than that. He had a real life scare. So I'm going to give you that one.
Yeah, he did too.
Now, probably I'm going to see what he do next year because I know he ain't ready for the NBA this year.
If he comes top anything this year, it's the LeBron effect.
Off the scale, I feel like he should.
He actually stepped down from off the NBA draft shit, so he going another year in college, yo. You feel me? But I think off the scale really fucked him up a little bit. So I'm going to give him that. We're going to see what he do next year.
After that, some shit like that, what's my man name that passed out? Hank Gathers. Seeing shit like that, bro. I really want him to sit the fuck down, bro.
Yeah, shit like that. That's crazy y'all said that because I thought Paul George wasn't coming back. Every time I see him, I'm like,
nigga, salute your surgeon, nigga. Yeah. That motherfucker was over there.
But then he had a clean cut, so it was.
No, foe.
No, he had the break. It was a clean cut break, so you know what I'm saying. Fold. The return of it,
but
was,
still,
fold. Yeah.
No, nah, but the
to
look
see
of
what
it,
he doing fold. Now.
The look of it was crazy.
He was here. The leg was here.
Fuck that! It's to see his mental come back from that. Like you physical cool, but you seeing that and really going
that happened to that, somebody else. I don't think they made it back.
Like,
I forgot the
like mentally seeing that and going through that. And come back
bro,
from that. That's
that
the shit I'm talking
I
about.
I still
you can't watch it.
Yeah,
without I still
her, my mama
see
I can't watch
that
it. I'm
shit
crazy
in
like a
my head. Like, oh my god, life. Like, how was it over there? And this nigga that came back.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to ask him. Like, bro, how did you? Like, bro, I thought you was over with. Bro.
Yeah, every game that shit.
That nigga
in my
surgeon,
mouth.
Top notch, nigga.
They got some of the best surgeons in the world.
Sure. But like I said, it was a clean cut. So, like, the clean break
but,
of it.
Man, that shit ain't
I get what you're
back.
Saying.
You get what I'm saying?
For them not the best surgery, it ain't bouncing back for Lonzo.
No.
Lonzo Ball can't even really run.
No, his knee fucked up.
He over with. He might as well retire.
He is finna retire.
He can't run.
He ain't got no cartilage.
I don't know what.
He just got pain that he can't. What's his name was like that, too. Buddy was playing with Washington.
John Wall?
Yeah. It's just like they can't, they steady having pain in that shit, bro.
That's that bone on bone. You know, cartilage in his knee.
It's over.
Some people just don't heal right, bro. Just shit. Some people shit just don't heal right, bro.
They don't. God damn, man. And it's like, I will give kudos to the players back then for not having the best doctors back then. And the shit they was playing through. I will give them
that. Yeah, I seen Kobe motherfucker snap his finger back from being broke.
He's tough. He was tough.
And
for that.
Came back.
Yeah, that's part of basketball fingers. Oh, you watch. You look at any of them niggas'
shit.
Fingers.
Snap your shit, mid game. Give it to the nigga. He say put it back in place, and he.
Hey, bro.
And he get right back in that motherfucker.
Watch any basketball player fingers.
I need a week or two.
Listen to me. Watch any basketball player finger, boy. The second one to the last one.
That motherfucker.
It's always damaged, bro.
Football
both
too,
of mine
though.
Is right now, nigga.
Football too.
Yeah,
what Deion Sanders shit crooked.
Yeah, nigga shit crooked. The second one to the last one, that motherfucker crooked, boy.
My shit.
Everybody fingers fucked up in
like
the, in
that
it sport.
Ain't, it ain't from.
I'm gonna tell y'all, Carol, my boy shit was like that too, bro. Boy, at the football here.
Yeah, my shit, my finger fucked around.
What
and
was
boy.
Brett Favre receiver? Was it Jerome Bettis?
No, that was.
He had another nigga. His shit tripped. Out life,
yeah, motherfuckers got fingers.
They don't tell you
bro.
About the injuries that they have when they lead them sports.
That jam,
that's why I'm trying to tell y'all about the Shea Sharp.
Bro, this finger was here. This one was like back here somewhere, twisted like this.
Bro, that's from them, that jam ball, boy. That ball in that finger.
20 years of that, you gotta think about it.
Yeah, he throwing
playing
that bitch
defense,
at 100 miles
shit get tied up in that.
He only got three toes.
Jersey, boy, y'all crazy.
Deion only got three toes. They cut his shit off.
Oh yeah, Deion fucked.
Yeah, he fucked. They only
found to cut LeBron shit off too, like. His shit fucked. Like.
LeBron got some of the best. He should spend a lot on his body though.
Nah, LeBron take care of himself, bro.
Man, that nigga toes bro. Is like this.
That's all basketball.
Damn, KD.
Look at Shaq shit.
That's another thing. Them toes get jammed up,
yeah,
bro.
Them toes get fucked up. But I will say, One more time, congratulations to the man. Because I ain't going to lie to you, for somebody to break that. Also, congratulations to Caitlin Clark. Gee, she went crazy, bro.
Yeah, shout out Caitlin Clark. Shout out LeBron. I'll give
she
you a
entered
promise.
The draft. She entered the draft, so.
They talking about lowering the rims so they can dunk in the WNBA.
No. Leave it the way it is.
Yeah, someone could
second
dunk
of
over.
All, y'all need to find a way to do something else because college basketball for women is way more exciting than WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas rather watch college basketball from women than the WNBA, bro.
That's true.
What's the point of going to motherfucking NBA if they making more money than them than the WNBA? Yeah. With the NIL deals. They getting deals and shit. I know niggas hate that.
What y'all think about that $600 that motherfucking ESPN was trying to get college students and shit?
ESPN, y'all need y'all ass beat. That's
$600 for what?
For them to be on the college football game.
And they lost their motherfucking
money. He said $600 and they get something free.
The free game of the college game.
Lost your mind. Because what you going to do about the superstars?
Well, they trying to get that motherfucker.
I can see if y'all made a pay grade system based off popularity. Like certain shit, followers, this, and just... Okay, if you're around this, you're going to get 10,000. This is the 20,000. Bro, y'all if y'all going to be making millions of dollars, bro, y'all going to have to find a way to make this shit a little bit better.
We'll boycott that video game, nigga.
Yeah, they're going to have a better system where a motherfucker get percentage of the games y'all sell or something.
That's going
to
be hard. It's too many players.
Well, still, but okay, just say if, like Buddy was saying, if they sell the whole games, they get them percentage off what they sell. So if they lock in at 40%, then the players will split the 40%. You get what I'm saying?
But it's so many fucking players.
It will be a little bit more.
Some motherfuckers ain't going to get paid.
AV. It'll be a little bit more.
You're going to get that $600 in that game. That's what you're going to get if you ain't that nigga.
$600 in just a game.
They got to find a better system. Now, I always wondered that, like, especially with NBA, how do y'all pick on who y'all pay the most?
Well, you got to me, if for that type of system to thrive, like how you saying, you got to be a top-notch nigga, though, to get paid like that.
I say treat it like the draft projection. Top 10, get this much. Ooh, get this much. A second round. If you a third round, if you ain't even no round, you might as well. You at the bottom tier.
You get that $600 in the free game. If you at the bottom
or
tier.
Or something else, shit. An Xbox with it, a PS4. You ain't just going to give me the game, and I got to buy my own system. You about the game or the system?
You get $600.
You get the game, B.
Oh, no, you got to give me the system, too.
You ain't on shit.
Man, you going to give me a motherfucking system. If I'm blocking all day for this motherfucking quarterback making Caleb Williams.
You may not be at the bottom tier, though, if you doing your job, if you doing your playing your position correctly.
It's no way five linemen's going to get the credit. Somebody, it's gonna be one lineman get the credit. Might be,
you know, you gotta look at it both ways too. You know, they come from not getting nothing. They was using them already, you know, a couple years back. They was using all the players anyway. But now you going from them trying to offer you something, and you know, you get recognition off the shit. You know, something you could be like, well,
I got $600 in the video game. My name on the game.
Some people won't get nothing. Shit,
if I'm on that, I better get a lifetime discount off the next games. I swear to God.
Now, I understand, like, the top players need to work a better. They need to go negotiate something better than what the regular average motherfucker
get.
Based off your NIL deals, that's how you get paid. Because there's only so many motherfuckers get paid in college.
Yeah, because I don't see no motherfucking Deion Sanders son goddamn going for no $600. It ain't going to work.
His dad ain't going to allow that. Yeah. But you got, even with basketball, if it was college,
they're
going to
fight for their name and likeness, you know what I'm saying?
So, Everybody ain't getting paid as much as Angel Reese. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
They shouldn't.
Shorty ass don't even need the WNBA. For real. She a millionaire.
Yeah.
Man.
Real talk. And Fly J.
Too. Yeah.
Fly J. Mm. But her daddy was a rapper. She was kind
of. Reese. Mm-hmm. Angel Reese.
You like Angel Reese?
Well, Angel Reese.
Chill out, man. It's your niece, man.
No, she old enough now, folks.
She grown, but she ain't grown.
If she grown, man, she in a motherfucking game, man. Fuck
she
all that, man. 22, that ain't my niece.
23, folks.
But growing up, seeing a motherfucker go for 22, 23.
I ain't going. Yeah. Well, why the fuck I'm looking at Lotto like that? I watched Lotto come up in the game.
I ain't known her. Coi Leray.
He just talking. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to do nothing.
He won't. And she give it to him, he going to do something. He said,
I want to see what's to it. I fucking
hit. And with that being said, let's get the fuck up out of here. He want to see what's to
it. I want to see what's to it.
Go to a WNBA game. You going to go?
I go if she does.
You ain't never been to a Sky game.
No.
You need to. Support your Chicago people, man, before you go to Angel Reese game.
Like, it's probably going to be 10 people there, like.
That's all. Well, you make it 11. What the fuck is you talking about? No, we out of here, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you right there. I only need about 40 seconds of your time, so please listen closely. I am Vito Van Gundy, host of Vito's Corner, the podcast. Yes, your source for unfiltered hip-hop discussions and latest trends. You want to hear about top 5 rappers of all time? We got you. You want to hear about the current events in the hip-hop culture? Say less. You want to hear a good convo and get a good laugh? Then Vito's Corner is where you need to be. That's right. Remember the name, Vito's Corner. Click the link in the description right now to follow Vito's Corner on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.